This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
As we look, Colin, at the idea of moderns, and I guess you and I fit that term. We're both kind of mid-40s to mid-50s or something.
That's very kind of you.
And then working with the postmoderns who are 30 and under, 35 and under. What's that look like? How is that working? How can we work together?
Okay. It's actually quite messy right now, I would say, in a lot of places. It goes back to the concept of actually thinking that how you see the world is the way the world is.
Right.
So I think human beings will often impose a shape on the world. I remember as a young Christian, I couldn't stand formal worship.
Right.
I was a convert, and so I'd not come from a Christian background. And so people that were kneeling and, you know, just what is going on? And so I had very little patience for those people who were convinced that what they were doing was right, and I was convinced it was wrong, and I would have stood on a stack of Bibles and said it was wrong then. Fortunately, as a 50-something individual, I've mellowed with that thought and realized the foolishness of my youth. But I do think we need not to draw up sides, because I think that's what happens, and the modernist finds it very difficult to understand the postmodern. And I think modernist organizations, and they tend to be the organizations, say, that started just after the Second World War,
right,
and have tracked as hierarchical organizations using a model that is not so much biblical as traditional, coming off a militaristic period of our history.
Right.
Well, you see, that whole concept of organization is under threat from the postmodern idiom. Not because it simply wants to take pot shots at it, but it sees that it's actually reached its zenith. It can't really go any further because the postmodern idiom isn't the one that's coming. It's now. And so we're needing to and would benefit from by allowing the postmodern mindset to challenge, deconstruct and reconstruct our modernist organizations. If we want to have a future, we cannot continue to be simply modernist with an attitude. So we need to start making way. We need to see this whole thing not as a threat, but as a blessed wave of the human spirit as it comes through. And so, well, let's see God in this, and let's allow this dynamic to start to change the way we see the world and the future.
So what I'm hearing you saying is that hierarchical type of organization founded right after the Great War isn't necessarily God's way for doing things. In other words, that's not the God-ordained method or structure for an organization. It doesn't have to be. That's what you're basically telling me.
Yeah, that's what I'm basically telling you. I guess what I'm saying, and it sounds like a criticism, it is just an observation, that the model that we have used was the best we could do with what we had at the time.
Mm.
So we looked around for a good model. We thought that was it, and we took it. We didn't realize that that wasn't necessarily the Jesus way of leading.
Mm.
We didn't base our understanding of organization on the Bible. And I think that probably we didn't even realize that in the model that Jesus sets, who he is and how he does things, that there was actually a model for us. Not an ABC type blueprint,
right,
but a philosophical approach to others and the value of others. So that what we see in Jesus is that an organization's primary aim is to help to build the individual to their very best, so that we can deliver people to be the best themselves that they can be. typically an organization may see people, may love them, may value them, but sees them as somehow part of a machine that helps the organization to achieve its goals.
Right.
And so there's an emphasis shift there from people to purpose.
Right.
And it seems to me that the gospel is about people and from people to purpose, which is a different approach.
Is that how the postmodern approaches it, or is it a bit different than that?
The postmodern would tend to sit very comfortably with that. And so if we were to use some of the postmodern organizations, both Christian and non-Christian, we'll see that valuing the individual is right at the very core, if you like, in the very DNA of those organizations. And it's actually those organizations that are thriving in this day and age.
Let's say that a person's having a bad day, or maybe they're not having a bad day, but they've hit a mental roadblock and they're not getting anywhere in their work. I think it's safe to say in the hierarchical type of organization, they would expect you to sit there in that seat and keep thinking until something happened. Whereas, am I correct in saying that in a postmodern organization like this, they might say, you know what? If you're having a hard time, go out someplace that's going to give you some kind of inspiration, or take it easy for a couple hours and then come back.
Yes. I mean, actually, I think at the very core of what you're saying is trust. I mean, it may not sound like that, but at the very core of what you're saying is trust. In a typical traditional model, if you were working for me and this was a modernist organization and I saw you leave your desk for 3 hours without seeking permission, I might think, well, he's just not doing his job, you know. And if I saw you do that, you know, every week, I'd bring you in and say, what are you doing? I'm paying you to. But actually, see, in a postmodern scenario, I'm going to trust you. Mm. And what you need to do what you need to do is what you need. I'm going to give you a little story, if I may.
Sure.
This is a true story. I won't mention the company, but a company took on a new CEO. It was a man. He took over, and he had the wisdom to say in the first couple of weeks or so he would wander around the building, just getting to see what was going on. And he did that. And at the end of 2 or 3 weeks, he pulled his senior leadership team together and said, "Great, it's been good. I've had a good look at the organization. I want you to fire the guy on floor 3, room 14. They said, "Well, why?" "Well, every time I walk past that guy's office, he's got his feet on the table, he's got a cup of coffee in his hand, and he's staring into outer space.
Yeah.
It's not value for money." They said, "Excuse me, sir, but with great respect, that man has invented all of the products that are making us successful right now. And when he's got his feet on the desk, coffee in his hand, he's staring into outer space, he's inventing." And just a little story to illustrate how the traditionalist, the modernist may view the world of work, and the postmodern views trust, would bring trust to bear. That's going to be abused by some people, but by and large, it actually motivates.
We are going to be talking about what happens when you bring moderns and postmoderns together. How can these two generations work together? What should they be on the lookout for each other? We're bringing two different dynamics that could be incredibly effective for Christian work if we can learn to accept the strengths of each other.
Yes. I mean, as you described that, I think about, I've got 4 children, two boys, 2 girls, and ranging from 24 years of age to 32 years of age. And somebody said to me the other day, "You seem to have a great grasp of the postmodern idiom, for want of a better phrase." So, well, I learned it from my children. And I learned it with blood, sweat, and tears, really, because there were times when I thought they were bad kids, when actually I was being a bad dad. I didn't know that. I was doing everything I knew how. The breakthroughs came. I think of one occasion when my youngest son left home, ran away. He didn't go very far. He went into the field behind the house.
Yeah.
But he was making his point, nevertheless. And I was looking for him, and I realized, look, he's not gone far. He's not really left home. But if he's felt so strongly about that he needs to make that level of demonstration, it's time to listen. So I just sat down with him and said, come on, son, what's going on? Mm. And so he had the courage to tell me exactly what was going on. And his reasoning floored me. I was absolutely overwhelmed as I learned how I appeared, how my behavior was understood by a younger person.
Right.
And I think that's, within that little story that is my own, is something of the truth of this, really, that a modernist organization, first of all, needs to know where it is in the scheme of things. Where are we? What is the age range of our average worker? When were we established? What is our culture in this organization? Is it threatened by the changes that are taking place?
Mm.
We use the term SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And I think a modernist organization could look at itself that way and go through that little matrix and ask itself some serious questions.
Right.
And then to say, well, now what do we know about postmodern people? They sound like a tribe, don't they? But, you know, younger people and the influences that they've gone through and what makes them today. What are the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats? And is there a way, and there is, that actually we can bring this together so that we can move together into a new future? And probably that represents a significant change for an organization. And so part of my challenge to modernist organizations is that wake up and smell the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to embrace change.
Mm.
It's time to embrace these people with all the wealth and richness that they represent. We will be blessed by them, if not a little scared.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.